Hi everybody, and welcome to the Middle Aged Bloke podcast with me, Tony Pony. This podcast will be based around mindset, because changing your mindset really is a game changer. I was literally Mr. Grumpy Pants until I decided that this sucked, so I did something about it, and I want to share what I've learned with you, along with some conversations and most likely immature male humour. So get comfortable, have yourself a cheeky break, because I've said so, and let's dive into it. Hi everybody, and welcome to the latest episode here on the Middle Aged Bloke podcast. I hope you've all had a great week. I'm still suffering. As you can probably tell by my voice, it's still a bit croaky, my chest is still bad, and this cough is still lingering around. So occasionally I have to cough, and then I've got to edit it out a bit later on when I sort of, before I post it up and get rid of all the little sort of the, you know, the splutters and the choking and stuff like that. But other than that, I'm good. I'm in my third week of my new job, which is going really well. It's actually a really nice job. I'm getting home every evening and I'm always home for dinner, which is lovely. And I said last week, the kids are really enjoying that. So that was nice. And last night I got home for pancake day, which was wonderful. So my son was very happy. We had pancakes with ice cream and raspberries and they had Nutella, and it was just a really lovely evening. So yeah, other than that, everything's really, really great. The one thing I am struggling with at the moment, and I apologise now, is that this podcast is around about a day, maybe 6 hours to a day later. I can't say exactly because I've still got to edit it and upload it, but it should have gone up first thing in the morning and it hasn't, because last night I was absolutely exhausted and I was sort of came up with today's topic, which I think is quite a good topic to be discussed, something we can all relate to and have issues around. But I just literally, I was on the sofa and I was writing some ideas down, and then next to me, apparently from my wife was upstairs, my son was upstairs, and all they heard was me snoring my head off. I was exhausted. I don't know what happened, but I just passed out on the sofa with the laptop in my kind of lap and I was gone. And I woke up about an hour later wondering where everybody was. I was like, what the hell's going on? And then I realized it was so late, I just had to leave it. And do you know what? Just trust it's fine. It's like I said last week, it doesn't really matter if it ends up a little bit late. I know it's good to have that kind of structure and have it all the time, but I just thought, do you know what? It really, really doesn't matter. It'll work out and the podcast will be there when it's meant to be there. It's kind of just having that bit of faith, I suppose, really. Anyway, moving on to this week's topic. I'm not going to waffle on too much about myself this week. I'm going to get straight into this week's topic, which I think is something we, and it doesn't matter if you're male or female, you will suffer with this. I say suffer. Suffer's probably not the best word, but it is a topic that certainly impacts every single one of us. And it doesn't matter if it's for the good or for the bad. But coming from a man's point of view in this, and as a married man, a family man, something that I find really difficult, something that I really struggle with, and this is something that I've had to work on so much. It's probably what's caused the most stress in my life, and that's money. And a lot of people don't like to talk about money unless they've got money. Then they really like to talk about money by buying things and showing you what they've got. But I come from a family that never really had money, and I've, you know, always been in a situation where I have to work very hard to have any money. And I think I said last week, the job that I lost recently, although I was really pleased that I'd lost the job, at the same time, it was kind of like, it was quite hard because the money was so good. Like I said last week, it was the most money I'd ever earned. So yeah, so one of the things that obviously comes up for me with when it comes to money is how much stress it does actually cause. And people always say to me, well, yeah, but money doesn't buy you happiness. And although part of that is true, there's also a lot of it isn't true, because money, if you have money, it can create so many other opportunities and so many other things for you. So for me, and as somebody in their 40s now, I find it really difficult if money is tight, if things are, you know, like for example, if the car suddenly breaks and it's going to cost me a lot of money, I find that really distressing. And a lot of people, especially in their 40s, if they're not where they kind of expected they would be at this point in their life, when things go wrong like that, it really hits them hard. So things like that would really, it would just impact me in such a way that it would really affect my mental health. And that would be about anything, you know. Suddenly, like, I remember, like, I was getting really stressed with my kids for a while, and it still bugs me. It's something I work on. But, like, you know, you buy your shopping, and then you'll go and make a dinner, and then your kids will go, I don't like that, and then they won't eat it. Or they would make something. My daughter was terrible for this. She'd make a pot noodle, for example, and then she would, like, have a couple of bites and then not eat it. That sort of thing really irritates me, and not because they're wasting food as such, it's because I've had to buy it and now it's being wasted, and that would really, really frustrate me. And just all kinds of different things to do with money. You know, me and my wife, we have had numerous kind of stresses over the, you know, we've been together nearly 18 years, and money has always been a bit of a stress, you know, when things are tight, and we both want nice things. We both want to be able to enjoy life. And if you have money, you can enjoy things that you couldn't before, and or you can certainly do a lot more of it. You know, it's like that whole saying, someone says money doesn't buy you happiness. Yeah, but I'd rather sulk in my Ferrari than my Ford Fiesta. And some people might say, I would rather the Ford Fiesta. But you kind of get what I'm saying, is it does make a massive difference if you do have money. And I always find my mental health is far better when I don't have the stress of money. So obviously I have changed jobs, my wage has reduced, and I can feel inside that anxiousness in me thinking, oh my God, I've got to make sure I pay everything, and I need to make sure I have excess money left so that I can enjoy the things I want to enjoy in life. But what I have been doing for the last 6 to 8 months is really working on myself, because it became very apparent that money was a big issue to me, but not in a way where kind of like I can't live without it, but in a way that I would suffer with envy, jealousy, or frustration. Or like, you know, you'd go and work and I'd be working 60, 70 hours a week and thinking to myself, well, why can't I have those things? I work my ass off. But because we have other commitments, and they do build up, and they're fine. You know, I'm not criticizing those commitments because they are what I've chosen to do. And I love all the commitments they have to do. But what I mean is on a personal level, it does affect you sometimes when you can't just do the things you want to do and have the things you want to have when you're working. And my wife would probably be able to say to you as well, you know, she has the children and she's trying to run a business and trying to work around them. She might not be able to earn the potential of what she could earn, and that would have an impact on her as well. She would probably find, oh, this is frustrating. I need to push harder to earn more money, but I can't. And then you would have this kind of frustration in it. And it's the same with me, you know, but mine's on a slight, like, I feel like if I work more hours to earn more money, I end up just exhausted, and then I miss out on a certain percentage of my life because I'm always at work, which is what I had in previous jobs. So what I had to do was work on myself and go, okay, how can I make this work? How can I budget so that I don't have to be at work all the time and still find that level ground where I'm actually okay? And it is working, actually. Like, I've stopped worrying so much now. Like, if the car breaks, for example, that I use the car because my wife will tell you, I'm obsessed with my car and my motorbike and things like that. So if something breaks, I can't leave it alone. I have to get it fixed straight away. I have to work it out, or I have to get it done, because it's just one of the things that frustrates me, and I get a little bit distressed about it. But what I'm learning to do, and this sounds ridiculous, but literally by meditating and relaxing myself and just focusing on that the glass is half full rather than the glass is half empty, that when something goes wrong, I just kind of go, okay, I can't change it. Have I got the money to sort it? Can I sort it myself? And I deal with it that way. And it's actually working. And also just little things like and especially me, you know, somebody like one of the kids, they might need something, and I'd be like, oh, it needs to wait this week. We need to do it in like a month or a couple of weeks. And then a couple of weeks would go by, like, oh, it needs to be another week. And I would hold off. And I've started not being stupid as such, but just trusting that it all work out. And then actually it does. And I've actually surprised myself by just believing that, okay, you can always earn more money. And my wages are every single week. You know, it's not like anything's changing there. It's not like I'm out of a job. So it will always work out, and I can deal with that. And that has been a process for me. But I think it wouldn't have happened if I wasn't working on my mindset and really trying to get myself in a good place and just trusting that everything's actually going to be okay, and that there's not a great deal for me to really worry about. This is more my own stuff and insecurities. And I wonder why I have those insecurities around money. And I think a lot of it comes down to is just I have so much, there's so much desire that things I want to do, and they cost money. And I guess because I don't have that, I kind of crave them more. And I guess then I get frustrated when money's not where I want it to be. Or, for example, if something comes up and it's going to cost me, which is then going to slow down the process of something else that maybe we wanted to do. But it is something that I've had for a very long time. And I've been trying to work out if it comes back from maybe childhood or something. I honestly don't know. That is something I'm still working on. And when I meditate and I do focus on why it's above me. But the most important thing at the moment for me was to work on actually not getting myself frustrated with it. And I also remember talking to a friend of mine who he has a business that does pretty well, but it has its ups and downs. It's a building trade, but he does very well. But like suddenly he'll have bills come in that are unexpected, but we're not talking like, you know, a couple of £100 for a new tyre. We're talking in the thousands. And I would freak out. And I say, God, does that not, I couldn't do that. Does that not stress you or worry you? And he's just like, it's only money. Fuck it. He said, what else can, you know, what can anyone do? If I didn't have it, I couldn't pay it, could I? So what? I'll deal with it. And I remember thinking, oh my God, that'd freak me out. But then at the same time, walking away and thinking, wow, I wish I had that kind of mindset. Yeah, because it always did work out for him. He'd always get it paid or whatever it was. He'd find a way. But at the initial time when you freak out, he would just be like, ah, not going to worry about it. And he really wouldn't let it affect his day. You know, like if he was, you know, out with mates doing whatever he was doing, he would just be like, I'm not going to deal with this now. It really doesn't matter. It's not a priority in my life to have to deal with this right at this second, where I would have been like, I need to deal with this now because I can't cope with the pressure of worrying about it later. So I'm really working on dealing with it later. And that's not to bypass it or anything like that. I think it's just really good for me to just take a step back. And actually, he taught me that. And he doesn't even realize that he's taught me that, but he really did. My wife, again, she is an incredible person for this. She can literally like sit back and go, it'll be all right. You know, we really don't have to. You don't need to worry right now. Just let it be. You know, and she's great at that. She actually keeps me very level with it. I am getting there, but I do think that's coming with mindset and stuff. And I'm sure there's many people, male or female, who are like me. I've got many friends who are like me, that they really get panicky. And I remember when a previous company I worked for, who kind of shat on me a bit, and then they didn't pay me my last 2 weeks' wages. And although that was stressful, I remember I came home and I was broken. I was absolutely broken because of as much as it was because the person had shat on me, at the same time, it was because of the financial stress of thinking, oh my God, what the hell am I going to do? I've just lost out on a couple of £1,000 or whatever it was. How am I going to cope? And it broke me, and all the work that I'd done and all the kind of mindset, it's kind of like, it sounds ridiculous, but it sort of went out the window for a second. And that kind of fear came back into me and went, oh my God, Tony, work this out. You've got to do something. And I remember my wife just sat with me and she put her hand on my leg and she just said, it'll be all right. Just don't worry about it. We will sort it. And she was right. And we did. And because I just had my moment, I let it out. And then it was like, okay, I'm not going to worry about it today. I'm going to leave it alone. And you know what? I did exactly that. I left it alone. I had options, as in like of ways of getting around it. Yes, it made an impact, but it didn't change anything. If you know what I mean, all it did was just slow down a longer term process. But if that kept me comfortable, that kept me okay, why was I stressing about it? Do you know what I mean? It just didn't matter. And actually, that was a real big thing for me to realize that you can work it out. You've just got to be prepared to calm down, relax, talk it out with somebody, whether it's a partner or something. Don't keep them in the sort of the dark. I actually made that mistake once many, many years ago, is keeping people in the dark about things, especially when it comes to finances. And it actually causes you more heartache and stress, and you end up just it building up with frustration. And many people that I know do have real issues and frustrations about money. I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking to yourself, money's difficult and I'm finding it really hard, and I guess just realize that everything's going to be okay. You know, you can't, I always like that saying, I used to always find it quite patronising, but at the same time, now, as I'm older, I start to see how true it is you can't get blood out of a stone. So if you can't deal with something on a financial level right now, there's nothing you can do about it. So there's no point causing yourself the heartache and the stress for it, because it's just paper, isn't it? You're handing over, or a currency. So I guess just try and find a way to just breathe and go, I'll work it out. But right now, I'm not going to work it out. I'm just going to give myself some time to just work on myself and keep myself calm. But money is a crazy thing. And also, I can imagine having money is also quite can be frustrating, you know, just having everything that you possibly want and then trying to decide what you want to do with money, I suppose, could also be, I say that, no, actually, no, I think for me, having the money would be an amazing thing. But I do think money, it has its pluses and its, you know, its negatives. For me, I do think that, though, like I said at the start, money does actually open windows and help you. I can imagine, like, you know, if you were very, very wealthy, it would be it could be quite a stressful thing, because I can imagine it's like an addiction, I suppose. The more you have, the more you want. But, you know, I see people that have got loads of money and then they're like, oh, I'm having a really hard time. So I've checked into the spa for a few days, having a massage. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'd feel a lot better too if I could do those things. But that's what I'm kind of would aim for, I think, is to have all those little luxuries. And if I had enough money, I'd have a cleaner and stuff like that, so I didn't have to do it, just to take the stress out of my life. I guess all it is really is just, you know, there are millions and millions of people who are probably in the same situation as me, where, you know, you're not maybe financially where you want to be in life or hoped to be. And that's not because your careers aren't where they want to be, it's just because things are very expensive now, and you may be like me and have a family and children, and that you've got support, and, you know, you've made that decision to do that. But it does come with the long-term consequences of, financially, it will make you have less money, or you will have obligations to pay for. And that's not to dismiss them, because I'm happy to do those things, like I said, and I'm sure you guys are all too. But it's actually okay to feel that kind of resentment or that kind of frustration, thinking, I want more money, or even one of the ones that I've had, this isn't fair. I've said this. And to say it's not fair is, I think, is a justified kind of thing to say, but at the same time, I accept that I chose the path that I'm living, and actually that's what I wanted. So when I kind of then punish myself and say, oh, this ain't fair, I then have to have a moment with myself and say, no, come on, you wanted this. This is what you love. This is what you thrive for. This is what you go to work for, whatever your commitments may be. Just remember, you know, think about it in that way, rather than, you know, and the time will come, you know, things will change in the future. You'll earn more money, you'll progress, and you will have all those things. You just got to have trust that it's going to get there. And that's where I'm at now. I do trust that in a few years to come, I will be looking back going, do you know what? That was hard. Or that was great, but now I really appreciate it because I'm in this position. This is where I'm at now. And I truly believe that that's where the world, you know, my world's going to go to. And I feel that my wife's world is going to explode at some point with a level of her business and stuff where she does really well for herself. And we just have a very thriving future on a financial level. So yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. I kind of hope that all made sense. I just felt like money was something that we should talk about, because we always see on Instagram about how finances are, you know, people with loads of money have got all these wonderful cars and holidays and trips and houses and all this thing. And in the most reality for most of us, that's not the case. If we're lucky enough to buy a house, that is probably the one thing that you would ever do, you know, whether you might have a nice car or something. But do you know what I mean? That's kind of the standard level. You know, when you see on social media and that all this glam, that's on the higher of the wealthy, or it's the bullshit that is portrayed to us, and it's not any of it's actually any true. But I kind of hope what I'm saying makes sense, and there'll be people to relate to it and go, yeah, Tony, I know what you're coming from. I'm in the same place as you. I'm working on it, and I'm trying to not let money control my life, whether it's we have lots of it or don't have much of it, or we're just in a kind of a floating pattern where we're just getting through each month by month. So yeah, anyway, I'll leave it at that. Like I say, I really hope that makes sense. I'm probably going to listen to it back and go, what the hell are you waffling on about, Tony? That's mental. But I do hope it makes sense. But anyway, on that note, I'll be back next week. Like I say, I'm really trying to find a decent routine with this. I'm currently recording back in a lorry because it's the only place I can find that's quiet enough to do the podcast. So I do hope you carry on, continue listening. I do really appreciate the people that are actually clicking on. Last week, I barely promoted it, and there were still people from different places around the world that were listening. There's some people in Japan and in America, and then obviously people in the UK that are listening. And I honestly thank you enough for just clicking on my podcast and listening to me. So I do appreciate it. But anyway, have a great week. Have a great weekend coming up. And also, happy Valentine's Day. Have a great evening. Take care. Bye-bye.